The Eternal Son. When Jesus told them, "I am," they backed away and fell to the ground. John 18, verse 6. It is becoming increasingly popular and politically correct to water down the gospel. It is getting progressively unfashionable to teach that Jesus Christ is fully God. It is considered far too exclusive to declare Jesus as the one and only way to the Father. It is also a crime against humanity to teach much that's contained in the Word of God. Attacks on biblical truth are undertaken in many sects, cults, and government bodies. Seminaries are being infiltrated with liberal theologians and their progressive thinking. But the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. For the Word of God is the single supernatural communication from God to man. And we would do well to take heed of the truth of God's Word and store it in our heart. For the time is coming when few will heed the true doctrine contained in Scripture. Scripture witnesses to the deity of the Eternal Son, a co-equal member of the Godhead. Scripture endorses the unique nature of Christ and his oneness with God the Father. Scripture is its own interpreter, and the authority of Scripture cannot be broken. Well, there are many passages in Scripture that witness to Jesus Christ as God incarnate. Isaiah wrote of the child who was to be God with us, God in the flesh, Emmanuel. And Paul qualified this by stating that Jesus Christ was God manifest in the flesh. John reminds us that the Word was made flesh, while Zechariah proclaims the staggering announcement that he, that is God, would be pierced by sinful men. There are also passages that testify to Jesus Christ as the eternal Son of God. It was Micah who stated that his origin is from long ago, from the days of eternity. The psalmist tells us that his throne was established from all eternity, while Isaiah proclaims, "You, Lord, are our Father. You are our Redeemer from of old." And Jesus himself had power to give eternal life, the almighty power of God. Oh, there are many passages that claim his omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. For he promised to be with us always, and will reign for ever as King of Kings. He spoke of his equality with the Father, and accepted worship from many people. Oh, there were many times he professed to be the eternal, omnipotent God of Israel. And during his time on earth, Jesus told the Pharisees, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." And the exact words that the Lord God applied to himself when he spoke to Moses at the burning bush, revealing himself as "I am that I am." He demonstrated his power over nature when he stilled the winds and the stormy sea. He laid claim to being the creator of the world and multiplied loaves and fishes. He cleansed many lepers, raised up dead people from the grave, and walked on water. For all things were made by him, and without him nothing was made that was made. And he also holds the keys of death and hell, and is the only doorway to eternal life. He has the power of God to forgive sins, and the power of God over life and death. He knew what men were thinking, and received worship from men and angels alike. Oh, the Father loved him because he laid down his life that he might take it again. No man takes it from me, he cried. I lay it down myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. And his coming kingdom is an everlasting kingdom. Jesus Christ is eternal. And in John 10:28, Jesus said, And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. If Jesus Christ isn't eternal, he has no authority or power to give eternal life. Micah states that Jesus Christ is from everlasting, which is exactly what Psalm 93 and Isaiah 63 say about God. In John 8:58, Jesus said to the Pharisees, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, the term I am are the exact words God used in Exodus in reference to himself. Oh, Jesus certainly professed to be the eternal God of the Bible many times over. Jesus is clothed with many unique names and attributes of deity throughout Scripture. Were this untrue, he would be a blasphemer, and his life and our hope would be a sham. If the deity of Jesus Christ were to be false, man's hope of salvation would be over. If, however, he is God, every man who questions his divinity is a gross blasphemer, and all who deem him no more than a good man or wise teacher condemn themselves. I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded of the truth of the word of God. What about you?